Okay, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Respected brothers, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that wherever we can take part in a sunnah and revive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, promote a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a time when people have forgotten the sunnah, Allah ta'ala gives you the reward of 100 shaheeds. So inshallah, whenever there is a nikah function, an opportunity, inshallah, would like to commence with the recitation of the Quran, and I'm told that we have a Hafiz al-Quran amongst us, inshallah. If the Hafiz Sahib is here, please inshallah come forward and we can start the program, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء نحوي سنقرئك فلا تنسي إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفي ونيسرك لليسر فذكر إن نفعت الذكر سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيي قد أفلح من تزكي وذكر اسم ربه فصلي بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وابق إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولي صحف إبراهيم وموسى صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهداه الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وعاشروهن بالمعروف وقال تعالى في مقام آخر الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا كلها متاع وخير متاع الدنيا المرأة الصالحة صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected علماء کرام, brothers and friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's created us, honored us by making us from the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alani min ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, when we promote, we practice and encourage others to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gives you four benefits. Number one, Allah will instill love for you in the hearts of people. Number two, Allah will instill fear in the hearts of the enemy. Number three, Allah will give you steadfastness in deen. And fourthly, Allah ta'ala will grant you sustenance. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah blesses you and me with children, we have four basic duties to perform. Number one, keep a good name for your child. Number two, give them the best Islamic education. And number three, when they reach a marriageable age, get them married. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Iltamisul ghina fin nikah. Now let's see what's the benefit of nikah. What Allah has kept for you and me. Number one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want barakah in your rozi, and you want Allah ta'ala to grant you barakah in your sustenance, then seek it through this beautiful institute of marriage. And we all are living examples that before our marriages, alhamdulillah, what life we lived. But when the first child, whether it's a girl or a boy, came, how Allah opened the doors of rizq and sustenance. Especially when the first child is a baby girl. She comes with her own rizq and her own barakah. So rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautioned us that if you want richness, you want to acquire sustenance, then seek it through the medium of nikah. Number two, inna a'azam al-nikah, the most prosperous nikah, the most barakah nikah is that nikah in which the least expenses are incurred. Al-bazazatu min al-imad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, simplicity is part of iman. So let's quickly run through what are some of the benefits. Farmayaki, when you get married, Allah Ta'ala will protect you from poverty. One. Number two, Allah will protect you from hunger. And number three, Allah will protect you from immodesty. Tum besharam nahi hoge. And number four, Allah will protect you from zina. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ma'ashara shabab, O young people, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, those of you have the means to marry, fal yatazawwaj. And in this zamana, it is absolutely wajib, compulsory, for our baligh sons and daughters to get married. You see, when you take a loan, you have to pay back that loan, whether you like it or not. You can die in Medina, you can die in Makkah, you can die in Sajda. You will not be forgiven when it comes to hukukul ibad. Until that person who you owing money hasn't made you maaf, Allah cannot make you maaf. So farmaya, zina a qarz hai, which means that you have committed zina, definitely somebody in your family will commit zina. Whether it's your son, whether it's your daughter, whether it's your wife, whoever it is. That qarz will definitely, you'll have to repay it. So look after your daughters and look after your wives. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the youth, Ya ma'ashara shabab, O young people, those of you have the means to get married, fal yatazawwaj, get married. Why? فَإِنَّهُ أَغَصُّ لِلْبَصَرِ, it'll help you to lower your gaze. وَأَحْسَنْ الْفَرْجِ, and it'll protect you and your private parts. Rasulullah said, I stand guarantee if you can give me guarantee for two things. One is that piece of flesh between your legs, which is your private parts. You can guarantee me you will not abuse it. And this tongue between your lips, I will guarantee you Jannat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the purpose of nikah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tazawwajul wadudul walud. Marry a woman that's got lots of love and muhabbat to give to you. And she can give birth to many a child. Why? On the day of Qiyamah, فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمْ, I will be honored on the day of Qiyamah when I will come with my ummat. Compared to all the other prophets and their people, I will have the majority. So the maqsad of nikah is procreation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ, when a man passes away, all his deeds come to an end. Except three things. Number one, he leaves behind waladun salihun, yadula. He leaves behind pious children who can at least raise their hands in dua. Allahumma ghfir li wa li walidayya. Allahumma rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Can make dua for you. Number two, ilmun yuntafa'u bi. You leave behind knowledge and the ummah is benefiting from your knowledge. And thirdly, sadaqatun jariyah. You leave behind perpetual charity. Whether you build a masjid, a yateem khana, an orphanage, whatever. Or you have a borehole and the makhluk and creation of Allah are benefiting. So, respected brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khiyarukum, khiyarukum li ahlihi, wa ana khiyarukum li ahli. The best amongst you is he who is good to his family, and I'm good to my family. So, three important messages I want to share to you that we as husbands are lacking. Number one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, Bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one of my mission that Allah sent me to this earth is to enhance the akhlaq and the morals of the ummah. So what is some of the basic duties of your wife? I always say in my bayan, give three A's to your wife. You need six A's or seven A's to get to university. But see how beautiful, if you want a blissful marriage, give your wife three qualities. Number one, give her the attention that she deserves. The first A stands for attention. Leave the outside women gazing at them. Allah has given you, Allah chose her for you. If Allah didn't choose her for you, you would have got married else to him. To value her, Allah gave it to her, to you as a gift. So the first A stands for, give your wife the attention that she deserves. Number two, appreciation. That alhamdulillah, Allah has given me a wife that looks after me, my children. She looks after my wealth. She looks after my family. She's such a loving and caring person. Did we one day say, Jazakumullahu khayran ahsan wa jaza to our wife? We don't do that. And the third A stands for affection. Your intimacy, your romance, your love, your caring. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, the word mula'abat, when you hug your wife, when you kiss your wife, alhamdulillah, you show love to her. So give her the affection that she deserves. So these are the three A's. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wa sallam said, call your wife by a pet name. You want love and muhabbat in your marriage? Like how we got nicknames for everybody. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want love and muhabbat between spouses, keep a pet name for your wife. Well, somebody said, it's my darling. Some said, she's my noor. Somebody said, funny names, alhamdulillah. But Rasulullah used to call Hazrat Aisha, Ya Aish. Her name was Aisha. But in love, Rasulullah would address her as Ya Aish. Ya Habiba, oh my beloved. Ya Humaira, oh the person who has the rosy cheeks. Such beautiful words. But we can say it to our secretary and girlfriends, but we can't say it to our wives. See, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the love and muhabbat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep a pet name for your wife. Number two, insha'Allahul Aziz. Make dua together. A family that eats together, prays together, and plays together, alhamdulillah, will remain ever together. So alhamdulillah, that's one. Number two, give her some pocket money. We men, unfortunately, we give them grocery money and we end it there. Farmaye ke nahi. Ulama ikram have written, you need to give your wife some pocket expenses because she also wants to give charity in the name of Allah. She wants to buy gifts. She wants to buy her personal effects things. She wants to give her zakat. Where is she going to get it? See? So by you giving her that 500 rand or 1,000 rand, alhamdulillah, and 9 out of 10, she'll save that money and help you. Many times we stuck for petrol. We stuck for cigarettes. See? Who do you run for first? You go by your wife and she'll give you the same money. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make qadr. So dosto aziz, look after your daughters and look after your sons. And especially your daughters. See to whom you're giving your daughter. I end it with this one share of one great poet. Jis din se beti paraya ke ghar chali. From the day my daughter gets married and she's going to a new home, I invested in my daughter so much. Ji, zindagi, zindagi bhar ki kamai chali gai. My whole life's investment in my daughter is now gone to somebody. The best way to express love is with many ways, but the best way to express love is what the bridegroom is going to say now. Qubool hai, qabiltuhu, qabiltuha. Ji, the best way to express your love for your wife, qabiltuha. So keep a pet name for your wife. One. Number two, give her some pocket money. And number three, if she makes a mistake, forgive her. So may Allah Ta'ala bless this marriage with great love and muhabbat and pious children. And may Allah Ta'ala protect our marriages. Mothers, look after your daughters. Sons, fathers, look after your sons. Teach them how to love a woman. And mothers, teach your daughters how to love a husband. The problem that society is being facing, I got no time to discuss it. But we are failing hopelessly as parents in doing our duty to make the tarbiyat of our children. Tomorrow she's going to somebody else's house. Imagine if Allah Ta'ala made it such that we, the men, had to go and stay with our wives at their house. Ji, dulha, dulhan ko dulha ki ghar jana hoga. Ji, the bride has to go to the bridegroom's house. Allah Ta'ala if reversed it and said, after nikah, The bridegroom must go and stay with the wife. How many of us would go? Bolo? She's left everything for you. She left her family. She left her dressing. She left her money. She left her comfort. She left it for you, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the key factor in a blissful marriage, Allah say muhabbat rakho. If you love Allah and you're obedient to Allah, I can promise you, inshallah, your marriage will be a bliss. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, Afzal Muhammad, you are the bride's representative and her father. Alhamdulillah. The witnesses, Ismail Deen. Who's Ismail? Please come forward, inshallah. And Ahmed Sayyid. Who is Ahmed Sayyid? Brother Afzal Muhammad Rafiq, did your daughter Aisha Bibi Rafiq give you permission to wed her to Muhammad Munshi in the presence of the two witnesses, Ismail Deen and Ahmed Sayyid, and all those who are present here, and the mahar being 1 Krugerrand? Brother Muhammad Munshi, do you accept Aisha Bibi in your nikah? Repeat after me. Nakah tuha wa qabil tuha wa tazawwaj tuha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this nikah. Barakallahu lak wa baraka alayk wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين آدم وحواء عليهما الصلاة والسلام. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين إبراهيم وسارة عليهما الصلاة والسلام. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين سيدنا علي وفاطمة الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وخديجة الكبرى وجميع الأمهات المؤمنات. اللهم تقبل هذا النكاح قبولا حسنا. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم اغفر امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اصلي احوال المسلمين في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم. اللهم احفظهم. اللهم اصلي احوال المسلمين في فلسطين. نصر من الله وفتح قريب. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.